Hello?
Okay.
Hello, hi, am I speaking with the trees?
This is she. Who's calling?
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to ask you a couple of, I see that you already started. You already answered some of these questions. So can we continue and finish it?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's see where you left. Okay, this is, okay. Wow, you're almost done here. Okay. This is where you left off, 71%. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. I'm going to read you a list. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't have time to vote. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Can I get three of those? Which one do you find
the
reason why?
The first one.
Uh-huh.
What was the other one? Oh, I didn't know enough about the candidates.
Okay.
And I didn't have enough time.
Okay. Thank you. Didn't have time to vote, and you did not know about the candidates. Thank you. Okay. And for each of the following, we're almost done. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing a petition, contacting representatives, etc. Young voters turn out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, young LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcome. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Now, for each of the following, please rate the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in political. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
I will engage a lot more when things start to change.
So, what I just read you, would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more?
Can you make that paragraph shorter? Like, could you put into a shorter sentence?
Yeah, sure. Okay, what they're saying actually is that young voters, they turn out in huge numbers in the 2022 elections, mobilized by issues like abortion. And the highest number, there were women in the LGBTQ community, Black, Hispanic. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z, that's another part of the millennial, but another generation. Americans will make up half of eligible voters in the 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. So let's put this power into action that our government reflects us and our values. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable, and sustainable future. Would you have done one to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
A little less.
A little less?
Wait, was it for, like, helping the earth with trash stuff all over the place?
Well, the energy, you know, the new clean energy plant, you know, it's projected to cut pollution by 40%. And by the
end of the year. Oh, engage a little more.
Okay, thank you. Now, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a lot.
Thank you. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Engage more, engage a little more, a lot more, engage a little less, engage less, a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. What are the media sources that you check most for new contact? You may choose to YouTube, podcasts, local TV news stations, Facebook, international news outlet, Instagram, Twitter, news or informational articles online, national TV news station, TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Thank you. Okay. We had 82%. We almost done. Okay, this is, you may choose two, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Science, technology, sports, show, movies, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, healthcare, music, business, finance, humor, news, current events, government, politics. Which one do you watch the most?
Technology, tips, and hacks.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest, the last questions are just for statistical purposes. Oh, we are almost done. I really appreciate your patience and thank you so much. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I just graduated from high school years ago in 2018. I am in college right now, Arizona College in Glendale, and I am going to be graduating in December or January.
Oh, awesome. Good luck. I hope you make it.
Thank you.
You will make it. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? And I apologize for the question, but I got to read the verbatim. Heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Bisexual.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
In a relationship.
Okay. In a relationship. I don't have that here.
For single.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? You say you were a student, right? Student, correct? Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else? Biden, thank you. Last year, this 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999? Was it $25,000 to $34,999? Was it $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, $250,000 or more.
Less than 24.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.